This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Just Break Up, the podcast about love, heartbreak, and all the relationship advice you don't want to hear. My name is Sierra DeMulder.
And I'm Sam Blackwell. And today we're going to answer a letter from somebody who wants to get to the point where she can be good friends with her ex without being hurt. That was a really long explanation. But before we begin, we just want to give you our Surgeon General's warning, which is that Sierra and I are not licensed mental health practitioners.
No, we are particularly unhinged this week. So giddy up, buckle up, something like that. Take our advice as you see fit. We're only here to offer our humble musings to hopefully shed some understanding and maybe some laughs about the incredibly rewarding, but mostly confusing experience that is love. All right. Today's letter is from the Cruel North. Love that. Love that. Because it makes me think of like Game of Thrones or something.
Oh, for sure. Thing. Absolutely. Yeah.
But it's not, because the letter writer's pronouns are she, her, and she is writing from Alaska.
Ooh.
So it's a very real place. Not, yes. Yeah. Not like, okay. Here we go. Hello, Just Break Up. I am reeling from a big mind fuck of a breakup. Over a year ago, I met an amazing, charming person who was fun, communicative, and seemed reciprocal in relationship with me. Dating was great, and we decided very intentionally, for me anyway, that we wanted to be together. We made plans, we went on an international trip, I brought him into my community and felt so confident. I was so proud of myself in this relationship because I saw that I could change some of my extremely anxious habits, talk more about what was going on, and trust what my partner was telling me. We were making plans to move in together. About 6 weeks ago, he got some news that was not totally unexpected, but a surprise for him. This triggered a strange reaction, and he was acting really off. I was nervous, and we talked about it. I encouraged him to go back to therapy. He made plans to do so. I remained anxious and was being pushed away, but was also believing what I was being told all along. He was stressed with a work project. We would have more time when it was over. I supported him as much as I could through that. The project ended. The next day, he broke up with me via a letter. I'm absolutely gutted and turned upside down. In the letter, he says, for months, he has wanted to shift our relationship to one of good friendship. I am floored. I am confused. I am enraged. But I also want to have a friendship with him. And as a queer person, I feel in so many relationships, I have been able to have meaningful, beautiful friendships with exes because that is how our communities work. Sorry, Straightland, it isn't always seemingly that way, but maybe I'm wrong. I want to think about this transformationally, how to move it to that place of being good friends without feeling the hurt. Yes, I suppose time is a big part and I haven't had much yet, but we have been together through so much in our short time, and I really viewed our relationship as an amazing safe container for growth and expansion, and was so happy and excited to see where we would be growing together in the coming years. Is that even possible now? Do I try to be compassionate as a friend with this person? My own friends are like, this person does not deserve your time and friendship. The level of deception is too high. But I thought we had built such a solid foundation. They know me so well, which is probably why they want to be friends. They know I show up and support and help and I'm very giving. But now I think of them differently. The fact that they have so greatly surprised me tells me that I didn't know them, that he kept himself hidden in this way. There is more, but overall, what do I do? How do I go about a friendship? What do you think?
All right, cruel North. First of all, I'm sorry about the breakup. That is, breakups always suck. They're never fun. And to be surprised, to be blindsided, like that is one of the worst ways to be broken up with. I don't know how I feel about being broken up with a letter, but it does sound like weird. I'll say it sounds weird. And so I'm sorry that this is what's happening. And I know you're trying to approach this with compassion for your now ex, and sort of recognize the fact that like we're all human and that we may be able to move on and be friends with people who have hurt us. And I also just want to sit in this moment and say how much it sucks to get broken up with, and that you didn't deserve that. We're going to get into some advice, some ways of thinking about kind of what comes next after this breakup. But before we do that, we're going to take a short break.
Spring has sprung and summer is just around the corner. Packing your bag with sunscreen, your emotional support water bottle, and that steamy beach read. But wait, this year there's a new kind of essential that's right at your fingertips. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, spicy audio stories. They bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and realistic characters. Discover stories about second chance romances, adventurous vacation flings, and hot and heavy hookups.
And get this, there's a growing library of fantasy series with werewolves, Greek gods and goddesses, Regency era, historical fiction, my absolute favorite, and fairy smut to explore the bounds of your pleasure. New content is released every week, so in between listening to your favorite stories again and again, you will always find something new to explore. Dipsy offers a modern approach to romance through high quality and captivating audio fiction.
For listeners of this show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/justbreakup. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/justbreakup. dipsystories.com/justbreakup. All right, my darling, welcome back. And thank you again for trusting us with this letter. Breakups are the worst. And breakups, I say that lightly, but I don't mean it lightly. Breakups are so disorienting. They make us question everything, especially when somebody includes the detail like, I've been thinking about this for months. It's like, friend, I did not need to know that. We'd just be like, I don't know. It's disorienting because our immediate reaction is to look backwards and say, how did I not see this coming? What did I miss? How could I prevent this? You know, was your love not genuine when you did give it? Or, breakups almost feel like this really painful puzzle that we have to solve. And then we sit with the pain for a long time and like fuck with it like a painful Rubik's Cube. And then we're like, oh, there's nothing to solve here. It just hurts.
Do you know
what I mean?
Yep.
There's nothing I could have done differently. Or, I know we do the emotional exercise so much when we get broken up of like, well, you must have not meant it when we said we loved each other, when we made plans to be together, we were talking about moving in together. You must not have meant it then because you're breaking up with me now. And the cognitive dissonance between the two is too great. But unfortunately, there's no peace in any of that. And, people are capable, unfortunately so, of changing their minds, of being deceptive, or of not really knowing their true intentions until shit hits the fan or whatever. This is all to say, I know you're flipping that Rubik's Cube, that painful breakup Rubik's Cube of like, this disorients everything. I don't know which way is up. I don't know what color I'm flipping through on this stupid cube. And I can't trust anything. I can't trust anything of this partner. Not to mention the daunting task of trying to transition a romantic relationship into a friendship. Not impossible, very important, but a very, a delicate matter. you're looking back on your relationship and being like, I feel like everything you said wasn't true or whatnot. Like we weren't, you know, even the, I'm talking about this specifically because in your letter, you start the letter out by saying, you know, we made all these plans and we decided very intentionally, for me anyway, that we wanted to be together. Unfortunately, your partner decided they wanted to be with you too. Like that was true in that moment for them. And then they changed their mind. And that hurts more than most fucking things is when somebody has the audacity to not want us anymore, to not be in emotional alignment with us. It's so painful.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think one of the ways that we spin that Rubik's cube of like trying to make sense of it as well is also in this impulse that so many of us have of like, okay, then how do we be friends next? Right? Like that immediate thing of being like, okay, I will just reconfigure the sides of this Rubik's cube and then it will make sense. And then it will be a different thing. It won't be the same Rubik's cube of hurt that I've been holding. And that's also really hard, right? Because if we haven't done the actual like feeling of how painful and shitty this is, right, then it's going to be hard for us to shift into something different. And I think that like you talk about like, I guess maybe time is it. And I'm going to stop and be like, I think time is it, right? Like I think sometimes we're like, time, I don't know. But actually time is really important for a couple reasons. One is that like, this sucks, right? And like, it's going to suck to see this person. It's going to suck to be around them because they hurt you, right? They broke your heart, right? They told you that they wanted to be together and then later they told you they didn't. Like that's not just something that we can like put on a shelf somewhere, right? Or tamp down, or even just like be like, okay, let me do my yoga practice and it will be out of my body. You know, like, it's in there. It's going to continue to be in there because our hearts and our bodies need time to process and heal what's happening to us. And that's a beautiful and wonderful thing, while at the same time, it is painful and devastating. And the other thing is that like, you don't want a friendship with this person right now. Like, I'm going to be like really blunt about yeah. it. I'm going to be really honest. Like, you don't want to be friends with this person currently. You want to be in a relationship with them,
yeah.
which is fine.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not saying this in a way of like trying to like be like, you don't want to be friends with them. Like, I'm really saying like, you don't want to be friends with them because you want to be partners yeah. with them. You want to be in a romantic yeah. relationship, which is deeply understandable given how cool they are and the fact that you were just in what seemed like a really functioning romantic relationship. And so like, when you're asking like, how do I get to a point where I am friends with this person? I want to also hold what you want in this situation, which yes. is to be with them. And they're saying yeah. no. And how
yeah.
painful and devastating is that, right? Like, I don't want you to just accept the crumbs because it's like a facsimile of an actual relationship, which I think is what happens when we get out of relationship and we're immediately like, we're going to be friends because it's like, well, we want to keep the bare minimum that we can of this person because we still want them to be with us. And if we can't have yes. them with us, then we'll accept the watered down version of them. And you don't need that. And in fact, the watered down version sometimes hurts more because it's like,
yes,
they're still there. They're still doing their thing. I'm still pretending. It still feels like we're dating sometimes and then we're not, right? Like all of that is so much more difficult to process through when that person is giving you a watered down version of themselves.
Yes. Yeah. And I feel like it's also okay to say, I don't want to be friends with you right now and mean that wholeheartedly. Like you were joking earlier saying like, I don't mean you shouldn't be friends with them because they're shitty. Part of me wants to be like, I just want to make space for the fact that if somebody broke up with me in a really unexpected way, that would alter my perception of them. You know, that would like change how I'd be like pissed. And to transition so quickly to friendship is to say, well, I'm not upset about how you broke up. Like I can accept that you don't want to be with me, but I need time to actually want to be around you again in this different capacity. Like I think we, it makes so much sense why we/I have done this in the past, where somebody wants to change the makeup of your relationship and they want to hang out with you, but they don't want to be with you, or it's a situationship and they don't want to commit or whatever. It makes so much sense why we take that watered down version. But as Sam said, that watered down version, like, doesn't taste as good. It's not as nutritious. And sometimes it, like, literally hurts us. Literally, it's not a watered down version. It's like a poisoned version, you know? And I think about, you know, if somebody broke up with me just a couple weeks ago and they were like, do you want to be friends? Showing up to that situation, I don't really think I could genuinely be like, hey, pal.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy. Because you're not my friend right now. You're my ex. And there takes like the Venn diagram of ex to friend, right? It takes a while to transition from one of those circles to that middle area to the final evolution where that person really isn't your ex anymore. You know, they're just really your friend.
A person that you knew at some point. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, exactly. You knew them in a different context at some point in your life. Like,
yes.
I think about my wife's best friend is her ex from like literally 20 years ago. But we don't categorize that person as her ex anymore. They have transitioned, you know what I mean? There was time and space for all different iterations of themselves and their relationship formation to show up. I also want to remind you of the 2009 pop hit single by Miley Cyrus, The Climb.
Okay, where are we going with this?
You know, you write in your letter, like, I want to move from that place of being in a relationship to being good friends without feeling the hurt, right? Mm-hmm. And as Miley Cyrus says, it's not, you know, ain't about how fast I can get there, ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb. It's unavoidable. Mm. It is impossible to move through something like this without pain. And it's impossible to magic yourself there. And I'm saying this really obviously and bluntly, but, like, let's think about it. Every romantic relationship to friendship relationship that we can think of in our personal lives, in pop culture, like real romantic to platonic relationships that we know, those took work. Those took a climb transition period, meaning it was crunchy before it was smooth. It was steep and uphill and laborious, and it required new boundaries, new language, new association. It required a grieving period. It required a awkward period where you're like, I don't know, you know, and it required, you know, some of them, there were unrequited and one-sided feelings. Other ones, you know, they didn't speak for 10 years. Like, all of the relationships I can think of, they all required the work to earn the friendship after the romantic relationship. I know I'm going, like, a little off the deep end with this Miley Cyrus metaphor.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, we can't stop and we won't stop, you know?
Yes, exactly.
It's a party in the USA, I'll tell you that.
I've been loving Miley Cyrus's new music. Have you heard it?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you have heard it.
Mm-hmm. I'm into it.
Anyway, this is all to say, like, I think we assume, because of the foundation laid in romantic relationships, that we can just copy and paste, pick up that foundation and move it to a new relationship.
For sure.
And we can't. This is a new relationship. You're entering it with a new person who is no longer your partner. So give yourself time and space, and don't do yourself the disservice of trying to do it without the pain. That is, unfortunately, impossible.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, like, the fundamental aspect, or a fundamental aspect of your relationship, has changed given this breakup. And I know that you say in your letter, right, like, this person is an amazing container for growth and expansion, and you were really excited to see it.
I love that language.
It's so great. And this person isn't a safe container for growth and expansion anymore, right? Like they, and you could even argue that they like weren't for a long time because they were not telling you about how they were actually feeling, mm-hmm. right? And so I think mm-hmm. it's important for us to sort of like take full stock of the ways in which this person, with like no disparagement of their character whatsoever, but this person deceived you, wanted different things than you, is no longer in relationship with you in the way that you would like them to be. And again, not to disparage them, because that's their right. You know, like they are allowed to decide. They're allowed to change their mind. They're allowed to take time to figure out what they want. They're allowed to not want to be in relationship with us. Like that is their right. But I wanna like say that stuff explicitly. This is like the thing that I told Sierra the last time she had a breakup, which is like, this person is choosing not to be with you. And I say that not because you're not worthy of being chosen, because you absolutely are, but because I want to make it clear that like this person isn't a safe place for you to pour your time, energy, and attention into, because they don't want to be in relationship with you in the way that you want them to be. And the fact that they have made that clear, they've told you that, they've broken up with you, fundamentally shifts the container of that relationship. It is no longer the same. And could it get to a point where you figure it out and it's a new container that fits exactly what you need it to? Sure. But at this point, I need you to look at the broken container. Like I need you to like really see it and say, this is fundamentally broken. We can't just like glue the pieces of it back together. If we want to try to build a new container, we're going to have to start from scratch. But first,
yes.
I got to sweep up this container. I got to find the shards of glass that are still on the floor. I got to wear shoes in this room for a while because I might step on something because I don't know where those shards are going to be. And that's the time and attention that we need to be spending right now is what does it look like to clean up after the shattering of this container before we start to look to what does a new container with this person look like?
Yes. And I love that container metaphor. And I love even thinking about it like Sam used the broken metaphor really beautifully, but like I think, and I think sometimes we get so defensive of like our exes because we know they're good people and we know that they have a right to like break up and everything. So if that irks you in any way, the container's not broken. We just have to fit something different inside of it. Like, so maybe, so it doesn't fit in the same way. So maybe we need a new container or maybe we need to change the shape of whatever we need to put in it. You know, I'm not, Sam and I think Sam did a beautiful job of humanizing your ex to say like it hurts to be broken up with, and unfortunately that is a part of life. And also, you know, I really appreciated your nod to like queer communities and how because of a lot of the demonogamizing that happens in the communities, both in relationships but also in our minds, you know, conversations around that, but also, you know, insularness, whatever, that's like a big part of queer communities is like being friends with your exes, and that is ultimately like a mature thing. And also, it's not the one and only thing. It's not the best thing. You have to decide if you like this new person in this new way, this new container, this new shape that they're taking or whatever.
For sure.
It's regardless, it is always a process. There's always going to be growing pains and there's always going to be time. I like to think about it in terms of like, this is just a different person. Like this is not your partner anymore. So, so now you have to approach them with a different understanding, a different sensitivity, a different boundaries and a different timeline. I can tell you right now, I would not want to be friends with my ex in the immediate months after our breakup.
No.
I couldn't deal with the tension of that cognitive dissonance. I couldn't deal with the gray area of like, you were a person that I kissed a couple weeks ago and I don't now. That would be very hard for me.
Yeah.
I would need time to like recategorize that person in my brain. And I don't think that makes me any less evolved or queer or thoughtful about the relationships that I'm bringing into my life.
All right, friend. Thank you so much for writing to us. Again, we're sorry about this breakup. It sounds rough.
And
that we
take time, take your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We want you to take some time and we want you to care for yourself as opposed to trying to think about like, how do I make this relationship work with this person who just pulled the rug out from under me? Right. And cause you deserve that. You deserve to spend time and give yourself attention. And
yeah,
we say that because we love you.
We do. Thank you so much for writing and we hope this helps. All right, y'all, it is Friday, which brings us to the blind date segment of the episode. Every week, we like to shout out something that we love that we want to set you up with. And this week, we are sending you home with...
This is going to be like when you were like, go outside as your blind date.
I can't wait. First of all, that was like 4 years ago. And I was my hangover was like magically cured because I went outside for a walk.
I love that. Going outside is important. Mine is reading slowly. I feel like we have this, like, there's like this culture now of like everyone tracking their Goodreads and like having these goals of like reading all of these books and like just kind of like plowing through the things that they're reading. And I did that in 2023 and was like, I just got to read. And I like missed a bunch of things of the things that I was reading. And so if you are a reader like me, if you're somebody who finds joy in like good quality writing and interesting stories and good characters and like wonderful use of imagery and themes, my invitation to you, as I've been inviting myself in 2024, is to slow down and actually enjoy this thing and not just like plow through in order to like hit that goal or in order to get to the end of the book so you can start the next one. And it has been actually really helpful for me over the course of the last few months to actually tell myself, like, slow down, Sam, like, read the book, read all of the words. Like, what is this bringing up for you? What sort of reactions are you having to it? So that's my blind date this week. It is to read slowly.
I love it.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like more content from us and if you would like access to our monthly office hours, you can support us on Patreon. If you support us on Patreon for as little as $5 a month, you'll get an additional bonus weekly episode as well as access to those monthly office hours. That's patreon.com/justbreakuppod.
You can slide into our DM, send us your favorite relationship meme, but most importantly, you can submit your questions about all matters of the heart at justbreakuppod.com, which is also where you can find our merchandise.
Please remember to like, follow, subscribe, give us a 5-star rating and review. This literally keeps our mics on and helps us reach more brokenhearted souls who need two random strangers giving them relationship advice.
Just Break Up is a production of Duvide Media, original music, recording, editing, producing all magical things by our good friend Spencer Worth Davis. Make sure to check out his podcast and his music. And remember, it's impossible in life to avoid the discomfort of change. Change will always feel painful or uncomfortable or different. It's unfortunately a necessary pain to show us that we're growing and evolving and moving through this world. If it helps, lean in and tell yourself, this pain is all normal and it will not be forever. And if all else fails,
just break up.